It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at a brand new release that's coming from a friend of the show, which if you might remember, if you've been an OG of Bourbon Pursuit, it was on episode 41. There's this guy that came on, his name was Brian Gelfo, and this was before a lot of us, like, I guess you'd say, really got into it, but he was what you would call a maker's mark over-enthusiast.
I think it's like every single bottle, not every single bottle, but a lot of,
I mean,
almost, every maker's special release, or, you know,
if they had a different colored wax,
right,
he had the bottle.
Yes.
And so that was back on episode 41, but Brian has now come out with his own brand of whiskey, and this one's, should I say, it's called from Broadleaf Whiskey Company is what it's called, but this release is called Brothers of the Leaf, and this is a straight bourbon whiskey finished in toasted French oak casks. So I'll give you a little bit of background about where this comes from and what it is. But he built this as, if you're Brothers of the Leaf, you can go and look it up on Google. It's a whole forum, but really it's meant to say that it's supposed to pair well with a cigar. So that's what that's the goal. That's what they're aiming for here. But what he did is he starts off with an Indiana bourbon, which we know that's all going to be squib, 75-21-4. And it's finished, again, with French toasted French oats cask from the famed Kelvin Cooperage. It's bottled at 115.4 proof. It is non-age stated, but it does have an SRP of $90.
All right.
We have not even tried it or opened it. This is it. This is first sniff. So here we go. I mean, you still get baking spices that show through.
Yeah, and you get that nice vanilla that you usually get from the French oak. And then some of those, you know, French oak to me too can have a tannicky side to it. So you get those nice tannins and, you know, the vanilla creaminess and kind of tannic side of the French oak really shining through on this.
Yeah, it's a little deeper. It's not as airy or anything like that. So you definitely have to kind of get in there with it. But let's go ahead and get on with the taste.
So there's that.
The French oak kind of.
French oak really shines. I mean, it kind of starts with some like almost maple syrupy, really rich syrupy, then some vanilla, some cream, but then those tannins really start to really progress as it gets to the mid to back palate.
Yeah. For me, I personally really like this over this just straight 75-21-4.
Yeah.
I think the French oak addition to it brings in another layer of complexity that gives it a much better flavor profile than she would just get on its own.
Yeah, and I agree. This would be great with a cigar. I think this would be a nice component to add.
And now, you know, the next question is going to be: is what type of cigar are you going
to
go with?
That's what I'm trying to think. Do I do a Maganudo? Do I do a Davidoff? Do I do?
I'm like I said, I'm more of a lighter leaf kind of person.
Yeah,
and so that's probably what I would.
I'd probably do a darker one because this one's got some nice sweet and richness to it that it would balance nicely with this. But yeah. I don't know. I'm sure Brian would.
He'll maybe our Sherpa when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a really good, approachable whiskey coming from somebody who has been in whiskey for a very, very long time. It's kind of like somebody that is getting into it. They really want to start their own brand. They've got a passion and drive behind it. So congratulations to Brian for being able to put out this first whiskey. And I think what you came out with here is fantastic. Just kind of hits exactly the mark that you're trying to do. And I think finishing it in those French oak casks gives it, again, another layer of complexity that really can kind of drive that point home too.
Yep, I agree.
So let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at?
Thumbs up. I love that creaminess. I love that those tannins that kind of come out up from the French oak. But there's those baking spices that you're used to with the 75-21-4.
And the taste?
Thumbs up.
I really liked it. I
mean, and the finish?
I'm like three quarters. This would probably be good with a cigar.
Is it the tannicky, the bitterness?
The bitterness starts to really pick up on them, but I think a cigar would you know, probably mask that or whatever. So, but you know me, I'm sensitive to oak and tannins, but this is probably right in your wheelhouse.
I think a cigar can mask almost anything.
That's true.
It masks any kind of cologne or any deodorant or anything you put on, because you'll just smell like cigar for the next 2 days.
And taste it.
That's true. But with that, cheers, everybody. That is our review of... What was it? I'm sorry. It was Broadleaf's Whiskey Company. Sorry, Brian. And this is his Brothers of the Leaf straight bourbon whiskey finished in French oak cask review. With that, cheers, everybody. Thank you again, and we'll see you next time.